Good afternoon. Today is Monday, February the 23rd. We think it is the 54th day of the new year.
Yes, indeed.
Joining us this afternoon, Mr. Rob Arkley.
It's a beautiful summer we're having.
Yeah, no kidding. Too bad all this stuff is associated with it, huh? With all the fatals this weekend and everything that's been...
It was pretty grim.
Yeah, yeah.
We even had someone fall in the river at Willow Creek.
I was going to ask about your fishing fleet there, if this was associated with it or not.
Well,
as soon as I heard the geographic reference, I went, hey, we can get some information on this one, baby.
We know.
So we may talk a little bit about that and other things as well when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 312. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley, but before we do our quote this very afternoon.
All right, this is by Lou Holes.
I know him.
Wonderful coach.
You're going to do it with the lisp?
It's not a lisp. It's more of a whistle of dentures from what I can tell.
Oh, really?
I think so, but I could be wrong. Life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you respond to it.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Yeah, it's not. We're all going to get dealt a hand of cards. You just got to deal with the hand.
Learn how to play.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
What are you making of some of the positioning that's going on nationally now? Guys sounding like they're running but not running. People fundraising for folks that haven't declared. It seems that it's awfully early to be doing the positioning. It's 20 months out now?
Well, really.
Is that normal?
Well, the first caucuses are in January, February, so we're within, 11 months.
I guess we're within a cycle now, huh?
Yeah, you've got to get a structure together. It's been interesting. I had a phone call the other day with Carly Fiorina and got her credentials, and...
So do you sit down and talk to them?
Didn't.
Or is that part of the vetting that you'll go through?
I was on the phone with her, yeah, and went through. And she's got an impressive resume. She's done real live things. She's, I think, a woman. It's an interesting year for a woman. 53% of the voting electorate are women. And
is there a sex vote?
I think there's we have so splintered our society that there's a gender vote, there's a race vote, there's a sexuality vote, there's a Catholic vote, there's a atheist vote.
But enough to campaign? Would somebody vote for someone just because they were female?
Yes.
Would they vote for someone if they would not vote for somebody because they were female?
That I don't know, the negative vote. That's a great question. And but what I liked about Carly was she's done real things. She started the micro-lending thing over in India and has made 10 million jobs there. And a lot of those are for women. And she also was in charge of how the Republicans had a good year in 2014 with women and dealing with the gender. That was her PAC that was in charge of that. So I thought she was impressive. Scott Walker's tough and good.
Wasn't it interesting the way he responded to the questions?
Really, really.
This week.
Finally. It was like I gave birth. I mean, they're listening. What does this have to do with anything? I'm not going to talk about this. You're not going to do this to me.
Yeah, ask me who my favorite football team is. It has the same amount of impact.
Yeah, it was great. I was really pleased, because those are just gotcha games that Romney responded, and he just got bludgeoned with it. But I think Jeb Bush right now, he has a lot of the establishment money.
He and Walker seem to be the two that are kind of talked about most.
The one who, they did, and I talked to some people in Iowa who were at the Freedom Convention, and they said Scott Walker was impressive and Carly was impressive. Jeb passed on it. I think Christie was there, but was kind of, you know.
He's almost in the wash now, isn't he?
Doesn't feel very good.
Going up on the shore, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't feel very good. But it's
so early, though. Is that fair to even
it's
say?
I'm discouraged with it. I mean, I got involved in the big money before it was fashionable. Now I really don't know what they do with the money. I mean, the sums.
There's no accountability? You give them a buck, they don't tell you how they utilize that?
Well, they all proudly point to their ads, but
hopefully those are radio ads.
Well, A, they should be radio, and who watches TV? And B, what should really be happening with those ads is they should be at least on the internet. I don't think we target well on the internet yet, but so we'll see. It'll be interesting. And the odds in my mind are still in favor of Hillary. The electoral map is pretty good for Democrats. And so
what about your bud? Is Jindal going to play or not?
Bobby's playing, and I like him a lot. Supported him before it was popular. I ask the same thing of all candidates, is please send me your path to victory. How are you going to,
like, your white paper kind of?
Yeah. How are you going to count through the primaries and win identifiable races? Why you? And Bobby probably didn't do the best job I've ever heard of answering that question. Carly was probably more ready for it. I thought she was really well prepared.
I would think somebody from a business environment would probably be more able to express themselves on the dime.
Right.
Just a quick moment rather than having to reflect and consider.
Well, it's interesting. They Carly didn't want money at all. What they really want is they're trying to lock up endorsements. And
how many endorsements would they look for? Thousands? Hundreds?
They go they peel it off by state.
Oh, okay.
And, you know,
so you're weighing in for Idaho?
Yeah, that's it. And not to be I kind of like to weigh in for Rhode Island as well. Yeah. Clear loser.
KINS, News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more from Rob Barkley.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Barkley. So, Rob, as you're trying to put together a structure of a campaign, whether it's a national or a regional or a state or a local, are the truths the same? Are there consistencies? And then you just have to go down a couple more levels? Or doing a national, how wildly different is that from doing a local?
The messaging's different, but the get-out-to-vote mechanics are the same. In other words, the Democrats really get out their vote very well. They view everything as a campaign, And they're easier to organize than Republicans because they tend to be concentrated, it's no secret, in the cities. And so they go block by block, they dissect it, and the Google Get Out to Vote program that worked for them is unbelievable. It's just magnificent. Now, apparently we lapped them, and our new Get Out to Vote on the Republican side is better than the Democrats, but I don't think you stay in front of Google for long.
I don't.
They're fast. Yeah. You may beat them once, but don't get used to it.
So as you're trying to, or as you're looking in at this structure, would it be recognizable? Would most of us, if we were maybe two dim light bulbs upstairs, could we look at it and go, oh, okay, I see what they're doing. Okay. And see the strategy and see the structure and see the timing and kind of learn how it's done? Or is it a lot of advanced calculus that most of us can't figure out?
Actually, it's amazing how similar the playbooks are for those involved in the business. So once you kind of made elections your profession, you tend to be – the playbook seems to be doesn't change a lot.
Almost fill in the blank?
Yeah. And it's very formulaic. It's all about discipline. That was the one thing I saw in 2004 with the Bush campaign. It was all about just they marched like a
– three issues and bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
And you
ripple it down. And I've never understood why – there aren't more people voting in elections, because it's pretty – that's your best way you win is by just organizing. And
yeah, but how many people don't do fill in the blank?
A lot.
Anything.
A lot don't. Look around here.
Those that do, those that don't.
No, those that walk win. If you don't walk, you don't win. It's about that simple.
Can you walk nationally?
Yeah, you do it by precinct. You do it by block.
That granular?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they've got captains. That's why in 2004 when Bush ran, they said it all comes down to Ohio. And it did look like that was it. And I said, we will win in Ohio. We have the most perfect get-out-to-vote machine in Ohio at that time compared to today, you can imagine.
So is that an individual driving the boat by charisma and getting others around?
It's not a boat. It's an army. It's an army. You go here, you go here, you go here. Okay, you're a colonel, you're a captain or a major and on down, and you're a foot soldier. You're going to the door and knocking, and you get them out to vote. You get them to sign up being a permanent absentee. You call them the day the ballots are released. You make sure that they mail it, and you give person...
It's a profession.
A person no more than 100 responsible votes, and you break it down that way. And
when the name comes into the state... Does it ripple through everything? Does it cause a huge wave of, okay, we can't do what we were doing. We just heard the boss is coming to town.
No.
Now we organize around it? Or is that a big rallying cry? I mean, how does that?
Those are really granular. Those are really granular. Because keep in mind, why does a Republican candidate come to California?
Miss the exit?
It's not to get votes. It's to get money. And I mean, California is a port of export financially for Republicans. Because, I don't know what it will take to win. Although, Condoleezza Rice is going to give...
Is she
going to
step into the water?
Yeah, she is. Or at least that's what I hear. And so...
Now, that would be interesting.
Kamala Harris against Condoleezza Rice.
That could be a game on. That could be very interesting.
I would still favor Kamala Harris. I mean, she depends on uninformed voters, she herself being an uninformed elected official. As Attorney General, she's just really something else to behold. But we're never going to be accused of splitting an atom there.
Yeah.
So, but Condi Rice, it'll be interesting to see. That's what I hear, so...
That could be real. I mean, because you got so many things in play there that aren't normally.
Two black women.
Yeah. So none of the cards can be played.
Oh, I think they can.
Really? I'm more black than you?
Yeah.
I'm more female than you?
Resume. I mean, legitimately.
Well, but now that's neutralizing all that other stuff. Now you got candidate value, right?
There's like Farrakhan called Giuliani yesterday or the day before a white cracker. I mean, I can hear someone calling Condi Rice a black cracker. You know what I'm saying? Something. I can. The Democrats are really good at ginning up their base, and their base is not the Hispanics as much as it's the black vote is very committed to them.
KINS News and Information Times, 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Rob, this West Coast work stoppage or work slowdown, I believe is the phrase that was used for the last couple of weeks. What does something like that mean? Not to the West Coast particularly or the port specifically, but to the country. Is there really a nationwide impact on that kind of activity?
You bet. I mean, that rippled out far and wide. It really impacted us because, frankly, stores didn't have things to sell, and onward down it went. And it was really a problem and a pretty outrageous to have been allowed to go on as long as it did. And, you know.
Would that be an air traffic controller?
It ought to be, but it's not. I mean, the longshoremen, near as I can tell, must have the best negotiators representing them that exist in the world, because basically there are two, when you use a dock, the longshoremen require two people for each job. And so you get to pay double salary, and these guys make a lot of money, between $150,000 and $200,000 a year. All in. So that these are high salary people, and I would love more of them in our bay. And happily, Dave Snyder looks like he's going to be doing a development on the bay, so you know, I'm cheering him on for that. And it's kind of puzzling how that sort of slowdown can be allowed, because you know, people think defense is for Iraq and Iran. It's not. The defense budget mainly is to keep, for the Navy to keep the shipping lanes clear, and so that we can do commerce. Well, what's the point of having clear shipping lanes if you get it here and it stops on both sides? And because now it's just a mess, and it's going to take months to clean it up.
I had heard a couple of the news guys towards the tail end of last week indicate that if this extended into the end of this week, a recession was back on. It was just that cut and dry. It was almost like an economic game of chicken. Is that a fair analogy?
I hadn't heard that. Frankly, that seems a little high to me. Maybe it's a recession because we can't export as much. Maybe the poor consumer can't spend it. I don't know how that.
Well, and the thought was that the workarounds were starting to happen.
Oh, really?
So now if China doesn't need the West Coast of America, they can come out of somewhere else.
China's just.
And then we shift permanently because, hey, look, it's more dependable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoops. I think China is in a world world of hurt. Everyone talks about how strong their currency is. It's not. I mean, they are so over-levered. They have so much debt. It doesn't show on the national balance sheet. They just moved it all to the cities and states and provinces.
Hey, we know that one.
We've got that one down, too. But they have more debt than we do, actually, and they really did most of it in the last few years.
So who was the strongest national economic machine in the world right now?
Oh, there's no question it's us.
Still.
We're the best balance sheet in a bad neighborhood. And I'm reading a book, and I kind of recommend it to everybody because it's a quick read and it really lays out nicely, is the Accidental Superpower. And it goes through why, the prognosis for various societies. And so we look really good for a variety of reasons, and we're going to look good for a long time for a variety of reasons.
So when do the coasts begin to experience good?
Good.
Economic rebound, excitement, enthusiasm, job growth.
Have you been in San Francisco lately?
That's the one city on the West Coast I've been told is the exception.
Yeah.
Pull San Francisco out or avoid crossing the Golden Gate. And there's really a dearth, is what I've been told.
You are right. There is a depression, psychological. You can feel a pall over parts. The Midwest is just having a great time. They're not having as much fun now that the oil price is down. And
and sticking to the sidewalk at noon hour, it probably
deflates
yourself a little bit.
You know, you got to live with toughness. Not everything's easy. I just think that the East Coast for the most part is doing pretty darn well, and it feels pretty good. You go to New York, and
are starting to happen.
No, they're happening.
They're happening.
And it's there's a credit-driven bubble right now. There is a lot of credit available all of a sudden.
And being accessed?
Absolutely. And, like our company kind of was flat last year. We lost a little bit of money. We're already embedded to grow dramatically this year. And there's just a lot of credit that allows you to do it and a lot of stuff moving around.
So it's more of a West Coast phenomenon or Pacific time zone?
Or at least California. I don't have a peg on how well people...
Well, Kitzhuber seemed to muck things up pretty good in Oregon, so...
Just don't self-deal. What's going on with that? I mean, golly, why do people do that?
If we didn't have a dog in the race, it'd be good comedy.
You know, it's amazing how numb people in Oregon are to it. And, I just didn't see that it was going to go anywhere. I didn't think it would really. And, boy, you woke up and he was gone.
Yeah, once it started rolling there, it was, what do you mean you're not sending your resignation?
Yeah. I mean, they took out the knives and just butchered him up. But I do think that overall the economy is... We're spending way too much money. We're addicted. And how, if interest rates truly do go up, what we're going to do, I'll never quite understand that. And China is going to release the mother of all currency wars because they have to get their exports back up, so they have to devalue the yuan and their rumbombi or whatever.
So does that bode better for us or worse for us?
Well... First of all, China's going to be a bigger economy than we are.
They got numbers.
Well, they got a billion more people than we do.
Yeah.
Well, you got numbers, baby. And as the middle class is created, they will win. But I just don't see a happy exit for them. Their big problem now is a revolution, is keeping enough people employed.
You think communism may not be long?
I don't think communism works anywhere.
And no, but they've had it long enough, so it's culturalized in most one form or another.
It may be culturalized at one level, but right now they're just trying to hold it together. It's a tough economy over there.
I suppose staring across the water and seeing Hong Kong go crazy, it gives them a pretty good
they'll have to do
model to work off of.
And as bad as we are at some things, I got to tell you that, you know, and I despise what's happened to the rule of law with this president. And I wouldn't, if Bush had done it, I'd be just as outraged. I mean, I'm equal opportunity. But we still have the best body of law that is key to the success of an economy.
KINS, News and Information Time, 344. We'll be back with more from Rob Barkley.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 348. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Barkley. Rob, last quick comment on the national level. The Homeland Security hasn't been funded yet. We heard that at the bottom of the hour. Were you stunned that 82% of any department in any government level is been identified as being essential?
And do you think the Mall of America threat was an accident or a negotiating tool, a ploy by the Democrats? Look, I don't think anything is essential in government except for the military. And I'm sorry, I just don't.
Oh, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out if it's not funded, what the differences are.
There won't be any, and... You know, I don't. I think America is numb to the process. The action is no longer in Washington; it's at the states. The states, and we have 31 Republican governors, and we have 26 complete legislatures. So we've got the numbers, and those are the petri dishes for future solutions.
If there's a terrorist event domestically with this ISIS or what? You know, the various groups, do you think the state would react stronger than the Fed or the Fed would react stronger than the state?
That's a great question, and I don't know, and I'm glad I don't know. It's too bad that we have to worry about it, but these are the times in which we find ourselves.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, buddy.
Enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah.
No sunburns. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. And so we'll see you tomorrow.